This is Jim Butcher, author of the Dresden Files, and I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you to the people who make this audio production possible. June and Joy at Buzzy Multimedia, audio publishers of my books, have more than earned my gratitude and respect for their tireless work and dedication, and are a really terrific pair of ladies. James Marsters, the narrator of these books, has done an outstanding job in his readings and also deserves a round of thanks. But most of all, I want to say thank you to all the fans out there who have done so much to make these books succeed. Some of you have been Harry Dresden fans since the series began. Some of you just happened to cross the Dresden Files because James is reading them. Wherever you met my work, I am grateful for all the fans who have pushed the books on their friends, bought them as gifts for family members, and in general have gone to a lot of effort to help spread word of my books around. Thank you, guys. Grave Peril marks something of a milestone for me as a writer and for Harry as a character. Many people feel that the series really kicks into gear during this novel, and in several senses they are absolutely correct. So I hope that if you've never heard this novel before, you enjoy it as much as others have, and if you're coming back to it again, I hope that you enjoy James's performance as much as I do. Grave Peril by Jim Butcher, print publication by Rock, a division of Penguin Putnam. This production is brought to you by Buzzy Multimedia Audiobooks and is read to you by James Marsters.
Chapter 1. There are reasons I hate to drive fast. For one, the Blue Beetle, the mismatched Volkswagen bug that I putter around in, rattles and groans dangerously at anything above 60 miles an hour. For another, I don't get along so well with technology. Anything manufactured after about World War II seems to be susceptible to abrupt malfunction when I get close to it. As a rule, when I drive very carefully and sensibly. Tonight was an exception to the rule. The Beatles' tires screeched in protest.